Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to take a little look at the teams. You know, that's a important component of your overall real estate business. You have to build a team of quality people around you. Now, who needs to be on this team? Well, depending on what you're doing, a big number of people. And I'll tell you what, they're not that hard to find, especially if you're a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. All you have to do is go to our vendor list and they're all there. But what if you're trying to go at it alone? What if you're trying to do this on your own? And I know some of you people are out there trying to do it on your own. And you know what? I get it. I tried to do it on my own for a while. And you know what? I failed. I did a terrible job at it, you know, and then I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and I fixed everything. But I didn't do it by myself. I had quality people on my team helping me. And one of the quality team members that I had was a property manager. Now, on today's show, I'm going to bring a outstanding property manager on. Now, full disclosure, I am not a client of this property manager, mainly because they don't offer their services where I own my properties. Otherwise, I would certainly be one of their clients. So I'm waiting for them to grow a little bit more, and then maybe I can transition over to this property manager. Now, you're probably wondering, well, who is this property manager? Well, it's Leah Slaughter. She is the owner of OmniKey Realty, and with her husband, Michael, they started the business back in 2006. And I'll tell you what, they have grown this business exponentially. I think they started off in Dallas, but they're offering their services in Houston. They're offering their services in Austin. They're offering their services in San Antonio. And you know what? Why don't we just get Leah on the line here and let's find out exactly what their expansion plans are. Leah, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much for having me.
Man, it's a great pleasure to have you. I've got to apologize to you because the last time you were on the show, I had a family emergency, so I couldn't be a part of that radio show. But I'll tell you what, when our booker said, hey, we've got Leah coming back on, I was like, all right, let's make sure we block time because I want to make sure that I get that opportunity to interview her. So give us a little bit of background about OmniKey. I mean, how did it start? What was your vision? What's your mission statement? Who are you guys?
Well, thank you for that fantastic introduction. I'm certainly humbled by that. We kind of going back to the very beginning, my husband and I are middle school sweethearts, and we both were, I would say, a little bit different than the norm. So we started our first business venture at 15, and we did very well. And we graduated early and bought our first house at 18, and we used an agent from a big firm. And the agent didn't want to let me negotiate. We already knew that we wanted to be in business of some type, but I think seeing the height of the market in February 2006, seeing how things were just, it was just unbelievable what was going on with loans and with the market, and we thought, well, we can do this better. We can get into this. We can do this better. So we went to work for a firm who dealt with investors day one, and it only took about 2 months at that firm to see that there was so much going on with people being dual licensed in mortgage and in real estate and a lot of transactions that never should have been happening. We saw these purchase plus loans with investors going in with no money down. And we basically sat down one night and said, this is crazy. This is going to fall apart. We need to get in and take advantage of it. And so a few months later, we started OmniKey, and I was 18 years old. So definitely not the normal path you see for most 18-year-olds, but we started day one working in property management, and it has just been the most amazing thing. And we have, you know, we started in just Dallas, and then we started moving into Houston, San Antonio. We now cover about 75% of Texas. We're moving into Corpus Christi and Lubbock now, and our expectation is just within the next few years that we're going to be able to cover all of Texas and states beyond. So we're very excited.
Wow, that is an exponential growth. I mean, and I've had the benefit of kind of sitting on the sidelines watching you guys grow. And I get to talk to our Lifestyles Unlimited members that use you for their services. And I'll tell you what, I get nothing but, you know, accolades. I get nothing but you really need to work with these folks if you're not going to self-manage your property. Because number one, they know what they're doing. Number two, they've got an excellent, excellent plan that they manage your properties with. And finally, they don't charge an arm and a leg. They value your business. They understand that they're in business to make money for themselves. But at the same point, they're not interested in charging top of the market rates. And I'll tell you what, it's that kind of word of mouth that really just puts, you know, OmniKey Realty right on the tip of our tongue as real estate investors.
Well, we really appreciate that. We, you know, so day one, we started looking at what needed to be done differently from the properties that we had under management. And one of the things that we saw that was such a fail was nobody was checking on properties. And so we started this thing called quarterly walkthroughs. And of course, we also started charging a whole lot less than what was the going rate back then. When we got into the business, most people were charging 10 to 12% in property management rates, plus service fees, up charging repairs, and all sorts of other things. And we looked at this and we thought, this is crazy. It shouldn't cost $200 a month to have a property manager, and they shouldn't only be walking in the property when there's a catastrophic emergency or a move-in or move-out. So we started charging at 6.5% and walking every quarter. And I remember getting calls from other property management companies as we started growing saying, you can't do this. You're pricing us out of the business. You need to stop. And it's interesting now looking back, because I do single-handedly believe that we transformed the property management industry in DFW, because now it's just so interesting. People call us and we'll quote them and we'll talk to them about our pricing structure and everything we include at no charge. And it's like talking a foreign language. It's just unheard of. And maybe it's not as rare as it used to be, but I mean, it's the biggest question I get, and I speak on a lot of radio shows and things about building a property management company and how to properly run one. I'm interviewed by a lot of the big players in this and helping smaller mom and pops grow. And the big question I get is, well, how do you make it profitable? And it's something I kind of laugh at, because it's extremely lucrative to own a property management firm, and you can do it and do it right. And so that's kind of been our backbone motto from day one. And, you know, scalability can be hard sometimes, especially when you get to the size that we are. We've got something like over 1,400 properties that we manage in DFW alone. And so it's something that we're constantly working with and modifying.
Hold that thought, Leia. We're going to break, and we'll be back right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, I've got Leia Slaughter on with OmniKey Realty, and I'll tell you what, we are going to learn a ton of things from her on this show. She has an immense knowledge on how to property manage properties. She owns her own real estate. She manages properties for Lifestyles Unlimited members. She manages properties for non-Lifestyles Unlimited members. I mean, you know, we got to share her a little bit, although we love her a lot. So Leia, talk to me about property management in a coronavirus environment. How do you do it?
You know, it's a lot more hands-on. And when you're type A like me, you certainly, day one, come up with how you're going to handle it. And one of the things that I tell people a lot, and that's whether you're self-managing, whether you're a property manager, you've got to be consistent across the board. And so the thing that the thing I found very interesting is how many people wanted to incentivize their tenants to pay early and act like this isn't business as usual. And so my voice of reason is this. Your tenants have a lease. They're obligated to that lease. You've got to treat them like they're obligated to that lease. It's definitely been a different circumstance, and I feel extremely fortunate that we're in Texas where we've had this employment growth and we've had, you know, more jobs than we have people to fill them. And so I think going into this, we had quite a few tenants who reached out, and most of them were able to immediately source other jobs. We actually had a job list resource that we provided to every tenant that contacted us. And, you know, it's been interesting. I would say probably about 10 to 15% of our tenants did two payments. So they broke the payments into two to make sure that they could stay caught up. We only had a few that could not pay at all up front something. We treated it like a pay-as-you-go, where if, you know, you're having difficulty paying, you need to make sure that you pay for the percentage of the month that you're using, and we required those payments be certified. We use something called Pay Near Me, so they can go to over 10,000 places in the nation and pay with cash, and it applies right to their account with us. So we made it really easy, and with social distancing, that was really important that they didn't have to feel like they needed to come into the office and do all of that. And so it worked well, and now here we approach May, and the big question is, well, how is May going to go? And we're seeing the same pattern. We're seeing most people still pay earlier on time. People are not reaching out in near the numbers that they did in April. I think that we're starting to move back to business as usual. The residual problem that we have, and I think the most difficult thing to navigate, is this moratorium on evictions. So for those in backed mortgages like Fannie Mae and those types of loans, it's very difficult if you have a tenant who's delinquent, because they've pretty much told us for 4 months there's not a whole lot we can do. So the dialogue is so important, and the expectation you set with your tenant, because the precedent we set today is not just going to follow COVID. It's going to be the next time they have a death in the family, or maybe they get their pay cut, or maybe they were out sick for a week. So whatever precedent we set with our rent payments today, this is just one type of crisis. In a tenant's life, there can be tons of different crises that come up, and they're going to expect the same treatment. So very important what dialogue you set today.
Yeah, that is extremely good advice, because I've met people that are doing exactly what you're saying don't do. You know, they're offering concessions, they're bending over backwards to try and please their tenants, and it seems like they forget that they have a legally binding lease contract between them and the tenants, that they're supposed to provide clean, functional workforce housing or whatever they provide, and the tenants in turn provide rents. I mean, that's kind of how it works, isn't it?
Yep, 100%. And, you know, a lot of our clients, and I would say almost the majority, are not in backed mortgages. And that eviction moratorium for Texas is almost up. And so we want to make sure that we can hit the ground running. And so we're certainly making sure that we are doing that while still being sympathetic and providing them the resources to make sure that they can seek alternate employment if they're having issue with their current employers.
What do you see on the horizon for potential evictions? Do you think they're going to stay the same? Do you think they're going to bump up a little bit? What's your gut feeling?
So we tend to have a very low eviction rate, and that's just because we go so far back and we are so thorough in our application process. And so I think we're probably going to see a big uptick, because we're kind of known as the fixers. A lot of people hire us to handle evictions. And so this month alone, I know of about 10 people who hired us just to evict a tenant, many of which are already in appeals or haven't paid since December. And again, wow. That typically goes back to bad management. So they're coming out of a situation where they had someone monitoring their properties that really shouldn't have been. Sometimes it's an owner who doesn't understand how to do it. They didn't get that great lifestyles education. And sometimes it's someone who hired another company who either went out of business, or it was a one-man show and that person got sick. There's a lot of things that can happen. And so I think personally, we're going to see a huge uptick in who's hiring us to evict. But in terms of the tenants that we already have, that we did not inherit, tenants that we placed, I don't think we're going to see a huge uptick. Our typical eviction rate is less than 1.5%. So it's already very, very low. I would not be surprised if we get to 3%, maybe double, but still, I would say lower than most other companies. And so, you know, it's all about making sure you place the right tenant. What I will say is we have had a record number of applications on our vacancies and on our listings. And I find it very interesting. And so I think Monday we had 99 processing lease applications. That's just staggering. I couldn't believe it. And most of them very well qualified. I think a lot of people are relocating and taking advantage of this opportunity to get out of those real dense states like New York and California.
Yeah, you know what? You might be on to something there. Are you seeing those applicants coming from those states? I mean, are they, is that where the return addresses are at?
I am. I'm seeing a lot of movement for relocations. Even in my cheap Class C apartments, I'm seeing a lot of relocation. And I'm also seeing people moving from some very rural areas into more of the metropolitan areas because they can get better work. For example, I had a unit available in one of my personal apartments in Waco that I put up, and the person was coming into Waco from a very rural area for work in Waco. And that's a lot of what we're seeing, too.
Yeah, I think people are definitely taking advantage of the situation. You know, it's you hear in the news that, you know, everybody's just like bummed out. They're just sitting at home, you know, twiddling their thumbs. And I don't think Americans do that. I think Americans take advantage of the fact they've got a little extra time in their hands and they stay focused. And I think a lot of Americans are doing exactly what you suggested. They're looking at their current situation. They may have lost their job or been furloughed. You know, they may have said, hey, you know what? I'm sick of this taxation in California, or I'm sick of living like a cockroach in New York City. I'm going to go someplace else where I can not live that way, and I can take advantage of better, you know, tax structures. I can take advantage of a lot of things that different states offer. And here's a little plug for Texas. Come on down. We'll take you. Just don't bring your stupid policies with you, because why would you burn something that you're escaping to? But I'm sorry, Leah, I just got off on a little tangent there. I had to get that out. I just had to get that out. So, you know, let's do this. Let's talk about how people get a hold of you. I think it's very important. You know, people are listening to the show and they're realizing, you know, either they're having a problem with their current property manager, or maybe they're self-managing and it's not working out the way it should be, and they really need to bring somebody professional like your firm on board. How do we get a hold of you?
Absolutely. So our phone number is 833-OMNIKEY. That's OMNIKEY. And the website is OmnikeyTexas.com, and that's Texas spelled out.
Well, that's pretty easy. So give me that phone number one more time.
It's 833-OMNIKEY.
You think I would remember that? 833-OMNIKEY. Hey, we're getting ready to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to get into the mind of Leah Slaughter, and we're going to get some more great information about property management and things that you need to consider. We'll be back right after this.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I have Leah Slaughter with OmniKey Realty on with me today. We're talking about all things property management, because that's what they do. They do a tremendously good job of property management. I've got a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited friends that utilize OmniKey, and you know what they tell me? Man, wish I'd heard about them a long time ago. It's kind of like the adage we have about real estate investing and the Lifestyles Unlimited methodology. You know, we wish we had learned about it a long time ago. But, you know, here we are In today and now, we're dealing with a little bit of a coronavirus pandemic. Hopefully, some of the states are going to start opening up. Hopefully, we can start getting out there into the economy and doing the things that we do. But as I found out from Leah, she's actually been busier than she's been all year, because there are people out there actually doing things. They're migrating from one place to another. They're upgrading or they're downgrading where they're living. They're taking advantage of this quote unquote free time to reposition themselves in the economy. So Leah, tell me a little bit about what you think is going on in the economy.
So I really feel like we are on a huge upswing. And just if you've watched the market today, I think that we're about to come back like we've never seen before. And of course, that's just my opinion. But I think that here's what happened. I think they made a lot of changes that are very permanent. All this money they've influxed, all these different things that they've done, banking on the fact that this was going to be a historic long-term problem. Now, here we are. We're approaching summer. The numbers are down. Everything's improving. People are tired of staying at home. I think we're going to, before too long, reach herd immunity. And all this money is still sitting in the market. And I also think we had some crises happen, like oil and other things. And because we were already in such a blow situation, that they didn't get as much effect in the market as they would have, because the bad things happened when the market was already struggling. And so what I think is going to happen is they go up, and we've already seen some positive changes in oil today. And it's, I think, on the front end, when all of this started, everyone expected this was catastrophic. And now here we are, and everyone's like, okay, we're moving on. I think that the rebound on the backside, as things start improving, the market's going to respond. And I think that we're going to have just an incredible rally. And, you know, I don't want to get political, but I also think that there's going to be a lot of things that come out of this, like bringing things back to America, things we were dependent on other countries for, to build here. And I think all of those things are going to translate into significant growth. And I'm banking on it. I'm buying myself banking on it.
What are you buying for yourself?
Lots and lots of real estate. This has been the biggest 4 or 5 months I've ever had in terms of purchasing. I've bought something like 50-something units just since the beginning of the year.
Wow, that's a big number. Is it because you've had time on your hands, or what's allowing you to go forward and pick up 50 different units?
And money, number one, but it's also the success of my other real estate investments. You know, I'm a big buyer right along with our clients, and so as you guys are buying and bringing us stuff to manage, we're buying too. And I want to capitalize on the fact that right now financing's a little bit tighter, and so a lot of people didn't have financing the last few weeks, and so we were able to swoop in. And really, we've seen some pretty great deals right now. And for those of you working with, you know, your lifestyles agents and other people, you're probably seeing that too. And so I think there's a unique opportunity just the next couple of months to really get some great deals, and then hopefully watch the market rebound and capitalize on growth.
You know, one of the things that I think people struggle with when they acquire real estate, or they're thinking about getting that first rental property, or maybe they've already acquired it and they're doing whatever they need to do with it, you know, maybe rehabbing it or getting it ready for the marketplace. But there's a lot of concern about how do you establish the rent amount. What would you recommend for somebody out there trying to figure out what they should charge for a property that, you know, maybe they're going at it alone?
You know, if you're not working with a property manager, what I would do is go look at what other properties are listed at. Go to realtor.com, go to apartments.com, look and see what they're listed at to give you a feel for where you would be able to list in comparison with those. If you're working with a property manager like us, all you need to do is reach out, let us know you're looking at this property, and we'll be able to run full market CMA for you, or a market analysis on the rental numbers, and tell you where we think we would list it and where we expect it to lease.
Now, what about somebody that says, hey, you know, you guys are recommending $750, but I think I can get $850, maybe $900. What would you say to somebody like that?
We always tell clients if they feel like they want to start at a different number than our recommendation, then we'll certainly do that. But we will obviously always let them know what we think the numbers are. Now, I will tell you, it's often the opposite with us. We are extremely aggressive in our pricing, and we do something called a 2-month free renting period in all of our leases. And so we have written in there that the last 60 days of the lease, once the tenant or us as the landlord give notice, we can market and re-tenant that property long before the existing tenant leaves. And so our portfolio, specifically for properties under our management, we tend to get higher rents, and we list higher than most of the other comps because of that. We have a lot more time, and then in addition to that, my team is almost 50 people. We have a lot of people that do nothing but work with tenants. We have a wait list for a lot of areas, and so we have a unique opportunity by volume and size and the marketing avenues that we do to be able to achieve top dollar. Plus, you pair that with our walkthroughs that we do where we're making tenants fix the items during the tenancy. It's in show-ready condition at all times, so you're showing a great condition property, and that helps at least for more money because everybody else showing may not be in that situation for your comparables.
Yeah, the worst thing that could happen is you take a prospective tenant to a property where it's a pigsty. You know, you're never going to get that thing rented, are you?
No, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. Now, I will say that we're in a significant housing shortage specific to our markets here in Texas. And so they filled a lot of that need with these very, very expensive Class A apartments. And so when you're dealing in the smaller multifamily, the renovated Class Bs and the single families, we can be very competitive and have great success putting tenants in because of the fact that what we're competing against is just so ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, those Class A properties, I mean, they're going up everywhere. And the way I look at them, you know, I drive around with my son who's in his 20s, and I say, hey, you know what? That property right there, and he says, you know that Class A property right there, Dad? And I say, yeah, that one right there. He says, what about it? And I said, in 20 years, that'll be a Class C property, and you could own it. And you should see his eyes light up when I tell him that.
It's the truth, 100%.
Yeah, because they, you know, at the end of the day, they're not making those Class C properties that we love and love to buy and love to invest in.
Nope. There's only so many of them, and a lot of people are buying them, and so it's a rare commodity right now.
Well, I agree. Let me switch gears on you, because you made a comment that really caught my attention. You said that you conduct routine property inspections on your properties. How do you manage to pull that off?
So we have a 13-member field team, which means people that are just in field going to properties, so making small repairs and conducting our visits, and it's something that's integral to everything that we do. So what I always tell people is our best tenants who are following the letter of their lease are going to see us once a quarter. Our worst tenants are going to see us a lot more frequently, and that's something that's completely included in our management cost.
What do you do about people that have, like, you know, backyards and stuff? Do you require them to handle maintenance and yard work? Do you consider that as a part of the lease? How does that work?
So when we're talking about single family or small multifamily where there's private yards, we require the tenants to do the mowing, the fertilizing, bush trimming, tree trimming, all maintenance with that yard, including picking up pet waste, all of that. And in addition to that, in our leases, the tenants have to change their air filters every month. So that when we get there at month three, if it's dirty, we know it's not been changed. We change it on site to protect the integrity of that HVAC system, and then we bill that cost back to the tenant. We check the smoke detectors every time we do a walkthrough. We're checking to make sure they're watering. We're doing everything we can to not only check on them, make sure they haven't brought in unauthorized occupants or pests, but also to make sure that they're not overlooking potential issues. You know, tenants are often not homeowners. We're seeing more of it now where people that were previous homeowners are renting, but generally, a lot of our clientele comes from those Class A apartments, and so we want to make sure that they may not know what a roof leak looks like. They may not know what foundation settlement looks like, and so we want to check these things as early as possible because the sooner you catch it, the cheaper it is to address.
Well, you know, when it comes to full-service property management, OmniKey provides that and then some. We're getting ready to go to break. When we come back, I've got some more questions for Leah that are going to get inside of your mind and her mind. Together, we are going to solve all these problems on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
welcome back to the show. I've got Leah Slaughter on with me today. She's with OmniKey Realty, and I'll tell you what, they are one of the best property management companies out there. Why do I know this? Because I have friends at Lifestyles Unlimited that swear by them. They tell me flat out, you know, they were concerned about doing property management on their own. They had issues with it. Maybe they had some concerns about, you know, going face to face with tenants and things like that. They just weren't comfortable with that aspect of the business. And they found OmniKey Realty and they put them on the team. And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about taking single family and turning it into a passive investment. Well, that's what happens when you bring a quality teammate on like OmniKey Realty. They come in and they provide that layer of support that you need so that you can do the things that you're trying to accomplish. And they do it at a very fair rate. I mean, they're not trying to take advantage of anybody. They're not trying to overcharge the market. As a matter of fact, they get their pricing down as razor sharp and low as they can so that they, you know, stay in business, because that would be bad if they went out of business by charging not enough. But then they don't overcharge because they have figured out what the proper price point is. And I'll tell you what, it's a combat multiplier. There's no other way to say it. You know, I got to bring those army terms up. I'm sorry about that. But at the end of the day, when you have a teammate like OmniKey Realty on your team, it doesn't matter if you have one single family house. It doesn't matter if you have 20, 30, 40 single family houses. It doesn't matter if you have a portfolio of 100. It doesn't matter if you've got a small apartment community. These are the people that you bring onto your team so that you can enjoy the lifestyle that you're trying to enjoy. Does that make sense? I know it makes sense to you. So Leah, let me switch gears on you a little bit. I got a question that came in from Paul on the email, and he says, let me paraphrase what he says because he's kind of rambling on here. Basically, what he wants to know is how have rent collections fared? He's talking about, you know, there was concern in April. Now there's concern that May may be a problem. What are you seeing in the industry?
So, you know, I'm seeing about 5% of tenants truly struggling. And when I say truly struggling, meaning that it's either they're having a very big difficulty paying in full or paying close to full. And so I really don't think it's that much higher. I do think, you know, as I mentioned earlier, that it's about how you screen your tenants. How you put your tenants in there is going to dictate, in most cases, how they handle this. I will say that we have a very low percentage of tenants that are in the bartending, food service type industry. They just historically, this is not the type of property that they rent. And so all of that being said, I think that's one of the reasons that we have fared better. I've talked to colleagues in other states that they have a lot of food service employees. And in those cases, they've had a much harder time. They've seen from 10 to 15%. And so I think it really just depends on what your tenant quality and make down or breakdown of their employment is. And so, you know, the service industry has been hit very hard. I think everybody knows that. What I will say is most of the ones we did have in that industry were very easily able to get other jobs in warehousing. There's been so many jobs hiring for deliveries and, you know, Kroger, Amazon, all the big players that have boomed in this. And luckily, you know, North Texas and Houston and other big metros are hubs for those companies. And so they have seen that job increase from other service providers that they can kind of float over to.
What do you think are good markets within Texas for investing, you know, to get good cash flow? Where are you seeing the hot spots?
So I can tell you personally, I buy a lot in DFW. I love DFW. I've bought Longview, Waco recently. I like Killeen. I love San Antonio, love Houston. Really all the big areas. We're seeing a lot of growth in Corpus Christi, and I know Corpus Christi has some great pricing on property too. The thing that I look at when I'm scoping a property for myself is, what does the job situation look like? What is the average caliber of tenant that I'm going to be leasing to? And how easy is it if there's a significant loss of an employer in that area for them to rebound? So you look at an area like Houston or Dallas, where they have just had paramount job growth and relocation. One employer going out is not going to completely crash that economy. You look at an area like, say, Killeen, if they were to close the military base, which they're not going to, but just giving an example, that would drastically affect that market. And so you really have to look at where you're buying. Now, what I personally do is I like to buy in outlying areas that can drive into the main city. So I do a lot of suburb growth, and I love it, and it does very well for me. And I know that if my suburb that I'm buying and loses an employer, they'll just drive 15 minutes to the city.
Interesting. You know, I'm just kind of hanging on all your words there. And I think what I really got out of that was you're buying all of Texas.
Just a little bit.
Does Governor Abbott know you're doing this?
You know, Texas, I love the state. I love the policies. I love my returns. And it's a great market to be in, and I'm so thankful to get to do it.
I've got another question came in, this one from Javier. He says, how long are your properties typically vacant? He goes on to say his experience has been he self-manages, and he experiences about 4 to 6 weeks. Is that normal?
No, that's not normal. Now, when you just acquire the property and you're fixing it up, you want to make sure that you list it as soon as possible. Do not wait until it's a powder puff. You want to make sure that as it's in renovation, you list that property. Put the sign in the yard, list it however you're going to list it, or if you're going to work with someone like us, let us know up front. We like to be involved the day you close. And why is that? Because tenants are going to see that you are in the process of redoing that property. We market it as such, and that allows us to hopefully place a tenant before that work is even completed. And it's also very important that you're putting that 2-month re-renting period in your lease if your state allows that, because that's going to allow you to market and tenant it while your old tenant is still there. So typically for us, we try to have a 7 to 10 day period between tenancies, just long enough to do make ready. And we handle all of that in-house. We have the full in-house team. We even do our own professional carpet cleaning, just about anything you can think of, so that we can control the quality, the timeline, and the pricing.
Wow, you guys are really a one-stop shop for everything that the landlord needs.
Absolutely, that's the goal.
Well, here's a cute email I just got from Sally. She says, how do I cancel my management contract?
You know, if you're with a property manager, all you need to do is read your agreement. I can only speak to the Texas agreements, and typically they're using the promulgated, which means fill-in-the-blank Texas forms. And that just requires that you provide a written notice. It's generally easier to cancel as the lease is up for renewal. And it's just something that if you're unhappy with your current property manager, and we tell our clients this too, you know, we do feel like we're the best of the best, but we're not a fit for everybody. We are micromanagers, and some people don't like that. Some people just want the same tenant for 10 years. They don't want to push rent. They don't want to deal with repairs. And so, yeah, tell people, if you're not happy where you are, have a dialogue. You know, nobody in my business or any other wants to have someone with them who's unhappy. And so if there's something they're not doing right and you want to make the switch, or you want to self-manage or whatever you want to do, just be vocal with them. Tell them how you feel. I kind of look at it like dating. You know, a property management relationship is kind of like dating in some ways. And if you're unhappy with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you want to tell them too.
You mean you should actually talk to these people?
Yeah, I know. It's a foreign concept, right?
But that's scary. That's scary, actually, talking to people.
It can be, for sure. You know, I can't tell you how many people wait until there's a crisis with a bad property manager before they bring it to us. And my challenge to people would be this. Whether you're bringing it to me or whether you're in another state, if you have a property manager who's not communicating with you, if you have a property manager who's not timely at doing things, if you have a property manager who's not checking on your property, you are one crisis away from a bad investment. Because one bad repair, one bad thing can lose a lot of cash flow, like ignoring foundation problems, signs of water leaks, those types of things. They get expensive very quickly. And it's so simple to check on a property. It's so simple to spend 30 minutes walking through it and taking photos. Tenant accountability, checking on your property, mitigating your repair costs. A lot of people don't realize here in Texas, those air filters, if they get clogged, it can ruin the HVAC system in 6 months. It's not a joke. And so it's something that we take very seriously.
Well, I think we just might have had some technical difficulties. I lost Leah there. Okay, so I think what Leah was going to say is the bottom line is you've got to stay focused on your properties. You've got to have the right team around you so that if you decide not to self-manage, and we have members of Lifestyles Unlimited that choose not to self-manage, that's totally fine. But make sure you're finding a property manager that knows what they're doing. Make sure you find a property manager that's in the Gets It Club. You know what I mean? Because if you choose the wrong one, it's just like Leah was saying, you're going to have a very bad experience. And it's not an experience that may just creep up on you. It could creep up on you overnight. It could like blow up in your face. Not sure. But at the end of the day, make sure that if you're not going to manage yourself, make sure you've got the right property manager. So the last question I was going to ask Leah was this, what sets a Lifestyles Unlimited member apart from some of her other clients? And I already know the answer to this question. And I think at the end of the day, it's because we're educated. We are properly educated in real estate investing. And not only are we properly educated, we bring that knowledge to the table. So we're a lot easier to work with because we know what we're doing. And I'll tell you what, remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.